Blog Talk Radio.
They haven't seen what you can do. There is power in your name. So much power in your name. Move the invisible, break the unbreakable. God, we believe. God, we believe for it. From the impossible, we'll see a miracle. God, we believe. God, we believe for it. We know that hope is ever lost. Oh, for there is still a living hope. Thank you.
believe it, Lord. We believe that you're the God of that can heal. You're the God that can deliver. You're the God that can break the unbreakable. You're the God that can fix it when no one else can fix it. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis B. here, Apostle Jesus Christ, called by the will of God, called the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. Father God, we come with thanksgiving in our hearts. We come standing on your promise because we are blessed. Your word declare, as I give it, it's given unto me. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Hallelujah. In John 6:38, Father God, you will make all grace abound toward us, and you will allow your favor to run from one end of this broadcast to the other end, so that we can live with all sufficiency in whatever we need. Because according to the scripture, all things and abound to every good work, according to 2 Corinthians 9. So, Father God, we decree and declare that we're blessed in the city, we're blessed in the fields, we're blessed going in, and we're blessed coming out. We lay down our lives, and we rise, and you raise us up to become a living soul. And I thank you for it. I thank you, Father God, that we're blessed even when we're in the furnace. You still protect us. I don't care, Father God, if we're in the storm. You will bless us. So I thank you, Father God, for blessing us. Thank you, Father God, for being an overcomer for us. You overtake in all areas of our lives. We thank you for it. And we submit ourselves to you. I like to think of you being the overtaking God, the God that will take over for us. We praise you for it. We give you the honor and the glory. The blessing of the Lord make you truly rich. So we know we are rich because we have the blessing of the Lord. And because you've given us your blessing, we take this moment to say thank you. And you will add no sorrow to us. It is your good pleasure, Heavenly Father, to bless us going in and coming out. So we thank you and we praise you. Ask you to bless, continue to bless this broadcast. Those that are listening by internet and those that are listening via this broadcast. We just thank you for it. Not because you are able, we put our trust in you. Because we know, and these blessings and all, we ask in Christ's name, and for his sake, we pray. Amen, amen. Everybody agreed, said amen. The church said amen. I ran across a scripture this morning that says, my brother, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Hallelujah. And also, we just pray for pastors traveling mercy. We definitely do that. We know that she's on the road, and so we just pray for traveling mercy for her. This scripture says, my brethren, I count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation. Listen, brothers and sisters, God count it all joy for us. He counted joy. So we should count it joy. He said for us to count it joy because he counts it joy. So we count it all joy. And why we do that? Because the word of God had the final authority. See, a lot of times people, they'll read stuff and they're not hearing that the word of God says that is joy. So I'm calling it joy because I'm believing what the word of God says. It has the final authority over our lives. Yesterday, we, over in the book of John, I believe it was, John, and I want to say it's about the 20th chapter, and we're going to read about the 24th verse. It reads like this. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not yet with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, we've seen the Lord. But he said unto them, except I shall see in his hand the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nail, and thrust my hand in his side. I ain't believing it. I will not believe it. And after 8 days, again came his disciples where within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the door being shut, stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. Then said he to Thomas, reach hither thy finger and behold my hand, and reach hither thy hand and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. Thomas, reading off the computer. And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord, my God. Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen, and yet have believed. And many other signs did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye may have life through his name. Hallelujah. So it's making the word of God the final authority. That's what this is about. This is about making the word of God the final authority. Okay? I'm going to ask Pastor, she'll read John 20, 24 through 32, 31, I'm sorry. St. John 20, 24 through 31. Are you able to read from the Messenger Bible?
Yes, Pastor, I'm able to read.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. And from the Message Bible,
24 through 31. Yes.
Thank you. But Thomas, sometimes called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples told him, we saw the Master. But he said, unless I see the nail holes in his hand, put my finger in the nail holes, and stick my hand in his side, I won't believe it. Days later, his disciples were again in the room. This time, Thomas was with them. Jesus came through the locked doors, stood among them, and said, peace to you. Then he focused his attention on Thomas. Take your finger and examine my hand. take your hand and stick it in my side. Don't be unbelieving. Believe. Thomas said, my master, my God. Jesus said, so you believe because you've seen with your own eyes. Even better blessings are in store for those who believe without seeing. Jesus provided far more God-revealing signs than are written down in this book. These are written down so you will believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and in the act of believing, have real and eternal life in the way he personally revealed it. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Part of this I looked at on yesterday. It said, but these are written. Now, this is why this stuff is written. You gotta see that. Why was it written? Mm-hmm. That we might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life through his name. See, believing, like the Bible says, or like Christ says, requires us to let the Word of God be the final authority. That's where the blessings Amen. Come in. That's where the blessings come in. See, if you read this and you say, well, Lord, look here. You mean I'm going to be more blessed than Thomas? Yeah. And I mean, I could give you so many different things Thomas was involved in, but he said, you know what? You're going to be more blessed than Thomas. That's mm-hmm. something to think about.
Amen.
You know, when you think about Thomas, first of all, was an eyewitness. Now, there's a whole lot of things I could say about Thomas. So remember Thomas as Doubting Thomas. That's how a lot of people remember him, deserving the respect for his faith. They forget the man had faith because he had the Word of God. He trusted mm-hmm. in the Word of God. But he was a doubter. But his doubt had a purpose. And until you can see that, you'll miss this message here. The message is mm-hmm. so that we don't have to be a doubter, we can be a believer.
Hallelujah.
See, Thomas did not idolize his doubt. Matter of fact, he said specifically what he wanted. And the disciples didn't tell Jesus that. They didn't tell Jesus that. So when Jesus came back the second time, he went, first of all, you got to understand how true this is. He said peace, because he knew everybody was going to get bent out of shape seeing Jesus walk through the door.
All right.
A lot of times you'll get ready to minister or you get ready to do something. Don't speak peace over into that room because everybody might not be able to receive what's getting ready to happen. So if you're going to put peace in the atmosphere, especially like you laying hands on somebody or you casting out devil, go ahead on and speak peace.
Yes, yes.
Peace get to working up in there, because there's some things that's going to happen without the anointing, without the spirit of peace be there. Somebody could get messed up and be bent out of shape. But Jesus said peace.
Mm-hmm.
So that brought about a great calm. So anytime you put peace, so he says to Thomas, okay, here's what you wanted. You wanted it. Thrust to my side. Hey, give me your finger. And put your finger in my finger. And here, take it and put it right here in my side. What you think about that now, Thomas? He said, my Lord, my God. Woo! And he said, okay. Now, because you've seen it with your eyes, Thomas, You know, mm-hmm. he'd seen some other things. You know, he had seen and witnessed quite a bit, because he was one of those that was on the ship when Jesus spoke to the wind, or rebuked the wind, and told the sea to be calm.
Mm.
You know.
All right.
There.
Say that.
On many seas. I don't want to go through all the different things, but make no mistake, brothers and sisters, Thomas was one of those that hung out with Jesus, okay? He saw some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He saw the fig tree withered away. Then he heard Jesus mm-hmm. speak. And he was an eyewitness of that. He was an eyewitness account of when the woman had sinned. And Jesus said to her, "Where art thou accuser?" She said, "I don't have none, Lord." He was one of those that was with her when he told the disciples, said, "Y'all gone into town." And he had to talk to the woman. He was among them.
Mm-hmm.
When Jesus took bread, Thomas was one of those that Jesus told him, "Okay, sit them down in the rows of them."
Mm-hmm.
Thomas was one of those.
Yeah.
I don't know if what part he played, but he was one of the 12.
Mm-hmm.
So he seen some things. So he didn't have no doubt. Matter of fact, that built his encouragement. It did just the opposite. Because he know if Jesus did something, he'd already seen that. He already had that experience about the things Jesus could do. Taking water and making it into wine. He's already there. He'd seen this stuff. So he had faith enough to know that if Jesus did this and he touched him and he touched his hand, he knew he was the Christ. He said, "Unless I do it." I mean, because he seen stuff with his own eyes. Listen, brothers and sisters, that ain't what God wants us to believe. Now, I could go on and tell you a whole lot of things about Thomas, but that's not what I want to share with you today. The rest of what I want to share with you today has to do with the fact that that was part of Jesus' ministry, warning against unbelief. I'm going to ask Pastor, she'll go to Luke. 11 and 29, let's see, through 32. Luke, 11, 29 through 32. Not the King James, if you have it. Or whatever you have.
29 through 32. Yeah, 29 through 32. Okay, Pastor.
Well, matter of fact,
from the King James. Thank you. Did you want me to read a little bit before Pastor?
No, you're fine. You're fine.
Okay, reading from the King James. "And when the people were gathered thick together, he began to say, 'This is an evil generation. They seek a sign, and there shall no sign be given it but the sign of Jonah, the prophet. For as Jonah was a sign unto the Ninevites, so shall also the Son of Man be to this generation. Queen of the South shall rise up in the judgment with the men of this generation and condemn them, for she came from the utmost part of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And behold, a greater than Solomon is here. The men of the men of Nineveh shall rise up in the judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And behold, a greater than Jonah is here. Amen, amen.
So he was teaching them about unbelief. See, people today, they want a sign. You won't get one. You're not getting a sign anymore.
Amen.
The only sign you're going to get is the preaching of the gospel. That's the sign you're going to get. So if you didn't understand this, what the sign was of Jonah, God had asked Jonah to preach repentance to the Gentile or to the non-Jews. So Jesus was affirming Jonah's message of salvation, not only to the Jews, but for all people, according to Matthew 12 and 40. See, the word of God has to be the final authority. And it doesn't matter if you like them or you don't, or you feel like it or you don't feel like it. No, you have been commissioned to preach the gospel into all the world.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
How did Jesus die? And he was raised from the dead after 3 days, just as the prophet Jonah was rescued the 3 days in the belly of that great fish. Some people say it was a whale, but it was a big fish, okay? And I'm not going to argue that point. But the people was wicked. They was warlike men of Nineveh, and they had been captured, and they need to repent. So the word is that they did not care about them. So you think about it like that, and that's why the world is like it is now. Folks don't care. They don't care if people have eternal life or not. They only care about fine jewelry, beautiful home, beautiful car. And they won't preach repentance.
Have mercy.
Listen, brothers and sisters, there is a need. There is a mandate that we preach repentance. Turn from that wicked way. Stop serving idols. That's a sign right there. That's a sign.
Yeah.
But because of their unbelief, trust me, they rather believe in what they can see or what the optical nerve could tell them rather than have faith in the God. If they can't see it, they ain't believing it.
Yeah.
That's the sign.
Yeah.
But Jesus says, you know what? You're blessed are they that hear the word of God and do the word of God. Or they that hear the word of God and keep the word of God. So that's a blessing right there. You're truly blessed, man.
Amen.
You can take that word and you can believe it and you'll act on it. That's the word of God right there.
Amen.
And that's what God is. He expects for us to make that word the final authority. Well, we've come to that part that if anybody have any comments or just press one. Anything you'd like to share, press one. I was going to ask a question that was asked to me, but I won't do it today. I think I'll wait to the review because the person that asked, I don't think they're here. They're on here today. At least I don't see their number. But when you trust God as the final authority, you begin to act on that word. That's how you know you're trusting him. Because you're acting on the word of God. That's the difference.
Yeah.
Everybody ain't acting on the word of God. They'll speak it, but they're not acting on it. They'll admire it. They'll talk about it. They can tell you how many degrees they got, what colleges they attend. Doesn't mean anything. You know why? Because they're not acting on it. What does does it profit a man to gain his whole world and die and lose his soul? What profit is that when we're supposed to be what we're supposed to be doing is getting eternally ready?
Mm-hmm.
And that comes from repentance. That comes from people turning from one way, going a different way. And it is a trying of your faith, but it works patient. You got to let patient have its perfect work. You can't give up. You don't give up.
Amen.
I'm going to give you a little nugget. Don't let the enemy trick you. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I got to tell you, don't let him trick you, because whatever you did, it ain't that bad. It's not as bad as the enemy wants you to think. Because some people go and kill themselves. Some people won't praise God anymore. Listen, brothers and sisters, it doesn't matter what your children did. You may not like that. But guess what, Pastor? KB is still your child.
Amen. Amen.
You can't change that. No matter what she did. Or any of the rest of them, for that guy. That's what I'm trying to tell you,
Amen.
Brother. God still loves you. Now, he may not like what you did, but he ain't got rid of you. Now, he's going to bring you, and he's going to put loving, tender care in your life. But if you walk away, he can't do that. How I know that?
Yes,
see, the word of God has to be the final authority. When that prodigal son came back, look what the daddy did to that boy. Let him know, you still my baby.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah. I'm going to still let you eat from the finest. I'm going to let you wear the finest. Now, that don't mean God wants us to go and do this, that, and the third, but I just want you to know, don't run away. Run to.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Amen.
That's what we have to do. You run to. Go on and discover your newness or your new life. Anybody else?
Thank you, Lord.
Well, we just thank you, Lord, that you're going to continue to have traveling mercy and grace with Pastor. And as she journeyed back toward the OH-10, we thank you for her. And we just place angels around her vehicle, the one she's in, or the plane, or wherever. We just thank you for a safe return. And we ask these.